Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Previously on Paper Ghosts.
I wanted to torture Ron. I did, I'm not going to lie. I wanted to torture the man.
There was enough talk beforehand during their phone calls for Irene to figure out that this was not a spontaneous attack. This was a planned thing. It was something that Ron had thought of for weeks, at least, before he carried it out. It was not in the heat of the moment.
So he was put in a facility that cared for people that were like vegetables. How she finagled the system to be able to remarry him in his condition is beyond my imagination.
My name is M. William Phelps. I'm an investigative journalist and author of 44 true crime books. This is season 2 of Paper Ghosts. Burned. When you have spent as many decades as I have investigating cases of the missing and murdered, there can sometimes be an overwhelming numbness to the information you discover. I'm no longer shocked by the ways in which people commit murder. Nor am I disillusioned when justice is never fully realized. It's a sad reality in my line of work, yet one that is unfortunately common in cases that have gone cold. By September 1981, 2 months after the Stevenson murders, Dick Weston and Drusilla Merida were indicted by a federal grand jury. But not for murder. The feds nailed Dick for crossing state lines carrying a $6,000 diamond ring believed to have belonged to Linda Stevenson. Drusilla, for her help in hiding the ring. As for Ron Thomas, well, the guy was an anomaly. He had escaped legal recourse and was no longer the Fed's priority. Carol Thompson, Billy and Linda Stevenson's daughter, was incensed by this. It felt as if Ron had not only been given a free pass, but that law enforcement had just written him off and forgot about him. Yet, as Carol tells me, when you know in your gut someone responsible for taking your family away from you is walking around a free man, the anger, anxiety, and pain accompanying that reality impairs your ability to function.
I'm constantly in their face about Ron, you know, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? You know, and oh, we're going to get him. We're going to get him. We're going to get him. We're going to move forward with Weston. We've got plenty of evidence on him. We're going to move forward and we're going to get Ron too. I mean, that's what I was told the whole friggin' time.
They never did. Nearly 3 months later, the trial for Dick Weston and Drusilla Morita's sentencing began in an Indiana federal court. That wasn't enough for Carol. Dick's demise was a victory, yes. But there was still that overwhelming feeling of being ahead at halftime and knowing you were going to ultimately lose the game.
The cops weren't moving fast enough. They were letting him get away in my mind, and I'm pissed.
More than a dozen witnesses were summoned to testify during the trial, including Ron Thomas.
I'm ready for the court case, but the night before, I'm pissed. This man murdered my family, and Ron is out there. So I decide that I am going to take a gun to court the next day, and I'm going to kill Ron on the courthouse steps.
The amount of grief Carol was experiencing, it can change who you are, turn you into a person willing to do just about anything to take that pain away. Add some anger, and you're like a powder keg, ready to explode from the smallest spark. Carol's father-in-law noticed her frantic behavior and suspected she had something planned. He reached out to Clarence Pennington, the chief of detectives for the Claremont County Sheriff's Department at the time.
So next thing I know, Penny's knocking on the door. Penny comes in and he's talking to me, sitting down at the table where he's talking. I don't know why he's there, but me and Penny had gotten really close over the time. And I'm thinking, well, maybe he just wants to talk to me about tomorrow, you know, because I do have to testify. And I'm scared. You know, I've never testified. Anyway, he point blank says to me, you're not taking a gun tomorrow. You're going to behave. You're not going to do this. I know what you're thinking. I'm not stupid. I'm a policeman. I know exactly where your head is. And yet you're not doing it. And I said, Pennington, I need to do this. And he's like, no, Carol, this is not the time. I'll get him for you. Give me a little more time. I promise you I'll get him. He goes, and Carol, I'll tell you what. He ain't even going to be there tomorrow, so you are just, it's not going to happen. He's not even going to be there. Absolutely, 100%, he's not going to be there.
Pennington wasn't lying. Carol was scheduled to be the first witness on the stand to testify, and Ron Thomas wasn't due to appear until later in the week.
Well, they put me in this little room, and they said, stay in the little room. You're sequestered, right? Yeah, okay. So I'm up running around the courthouse. So they tell me again, stay in the little room. Okay. I don't know why they're so insistent that I stay in the little room, but they want me in the little room. So I get up to leave the little room again, and my father-in-law jumps up. He's like, what are you doing? Come on. What are you doing? I'm like, I'm thirsty. I am going to go find a pop machine. So he's like, okay, fine. If you're going, though, I'm going with you. And as I'm about halfway down, and in front of me coming up the staircase is Ronald Thomas. I got nowhere to go. I can't go up, can't go down. And all of, immediately I feel my father-in-law arm. You know, he's got his hand on my arm and he's holding me pretty tight. Because I'm sure he was terrified. He probably didn't know what I was going to do. Well, you know, I didn't have the gun, though. So there goes that dream out the window. So Dad tugs at me, and we head down. And Ron keeps coming up. He gets right to me. And you know how when you run into an old dear friend, they stop? And that means you're supposed to stop. He did that. He literally stops. Like he's going to talk to me. And I mean, my mind is blown. And Ron says, "Hey, Carol, how's it going up there?" I'm not saying anything. I'm just looking at him, you know? And I say the first thing that comes to mind. "You know, Ron, I don't know. Why don't you go up there and ask those cops? Go ask them." And then Dad tugs me back down the steps. So I get to the bottom of the steps. And you can imagine I'm going, you know, 100 miles an hour to my father-in-law. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't believe he's here. Oh, my God. He's here. He's here. Pennington lied to me. He's here. And I have no way to do anything. I can't do anything. And I'm just going on and on. I knew I could get him now. I knew I could. And as we're talking, I'm walking. Because I am blown away that this man is here. And this is the first time I've seen him since the murder. And I know he did it. I know he did it. In my heart, I know he did it, you know? And so I'm just losing it to my father-in-law. And we come to kind of like a dead end. And we spin around. And guess who is behind me? Ron Thomas. He had followed me. He had literally turned around and followed me down the steps. Well, this, I think, scared my father-in-law. So he immediately pulls me around, Ron. And as he pulls me around, Ron, he pulls me into a group of police that are walking, just coming in. And Pennington happens to be in there. He brings me into them, and I immediately say, "Pennington, he's here. He's here." And Penny's like, "What? What? What?" And I'm like, "Ron is here." And they're all looking around like, "Wow, what? They don't see him, you know?" But they immediately put me in the circle. They've got me encased. And they're leading me up back to that little room that I was supposed to stay in.
4 decades have passed, and you can still hear a level of fear and stress that is as real as it was on the day it all happened. Add to the mix a sociopath like Ron Thomas, who went out of his way to intimidate Carol at all costs, and what you have is a situation that can literally bring you to your breaking point.
When I got to the top of those steps, I looked back over my shoulder because I want to know where he went because he vanished. And there's these columns. He had tucked himself into the columns. But as I look over my shoulder, he is looking up at me over his shoulder.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knix Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knix's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Despite the uncomfortable run-in with Ron Thomas, Carol Thompson remained the prosecution's strongest witness. Dick's legal team attempted to poke holes in her story during cross-examination, but Carol pointed to Dick in the courtroom and positively identified him as the mystery man who came to her family's house on the night of the murders. She also ID'd her mother's purse that was found in the river near Brookville, as well as the diamond ring Drusilla Merida had been hiding. Beyond that, Carol denied Dick's lawyer's failed attempts at insinuating it was a romantic relationship between Ron Thomas and her mother, Linda Stevenson, which was, in the scope of this case, a bottom feeder move if I've ever heard one. As the trial moved into day three, another major witness for the prosecution arrived at the courthouse, Tanitha Barger. She was much stronger now, scared, but certainly unafraid to speak her truth.
They put me in a room to wait for me to go in. They set me out in the hallway. Here comes Ron Thomas. Sits down.
Next to you.
Straight across from him.
And what does he do?
Well, he said, howdy. How are you? I said, I'm just fine.
Tanitha's role as an FBI informant wasn't known to anyone at the time. However, the statements she gave to the feds that were used to indict Dick and Drusilla were made public in the local paper a few months prior. And now, there was Ron Thomas, sitting across from Tanitha, staring at her.
I don't remember which one of the officers come down through there. And I said, I need to speak to you in private. So he took me back in the office. He said, you know who that is out there? I said, yeah, Ron Thomas. He said, you're not to leave this room. I said, what did you leave me out there in the first place for? I said, I walked from my motel over here by myself, not knowing who's out here, not knowing what's going to happen. And I walk in, and this is what the way I get greeted.
Up until this point, the only known interaction Tanitha had with Ron Thomas was when Drusilla brought her to Ron's house to collect money to pay Dick's lawyer. So Ron knew what Tanitha looked like, and he was aware of what she saw. Mind you, Ron Thomas wasn't scheduled to testify at trial until the fourth day. There was no reason for him to show his face in the courthouse. And technically, under the law, he wasn't even supposed to be anywhere near the building until after he testified. Unless that is. He had come to try and unnerve another key witness.
Do you think he was trying to intimidate you when he sat down in front of you?
Anything was possible. It just wasn't an easy feeling.
Facing Dick Weston in court was difficult, but also necessary for Tanitha.
You know you're going to have to testify in court, right?
Oh, yeah.
And what are you feeling about that?
Well, as long as I told the truth, I had nothing to do with it. I could tough it out because I had kids. And I weren't letting my kids down for nothing.
Were you scared?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that.
Well, if you don't know where, if you lay down to take a nap or lay down to go to sleep, where you're going to wake up or not. You don't know where your kids is going to be, where you left them or not. Not with everything that was going on.
No doubt in your mind that he's guilty of this crime.
I know he was. I know it today he done it. He might not have done it now. He done his part of it.
What was it like walking into the courtroom with Dick there?
I looked straight at him because he done it and I didn't. I had a clear conscience.
What kind of look did he give you back?
It weren't nice. It was evil. If looks had killed, he'd kill me.
Tanitha was terrified of testifying. She claimed to have already lost her home and job because of her involvement in this case. In addition, her life became a whirlwind of moving her family from state to state, running scared from the fallout. If you recall in a previous episode, when I first sat down to interview her, she kept two loaded weapons within arm's reach. Her trepidation is still very much present, even to this day.
And all the news you'd seen and all that stuff, you'd know it happened. I mean, you think, well, that went in my head. I just read that. That's in a book. No, it ain't. It happens in your own backyard. When it takes your everything you've ever worked for all your life, sure you are. What have you got? Nothing.
At some point during the investigation, the Claremont County Sheriff's Department offered a $20,000 reward for anyone with information leading to an arrest in the Stevenson murders. Based on what I've gathered, many people believe Tanitha collected the money.
Somebody was asking me how much I was getting and how much I got out of it. I said, I didn't get nothing. Well, I said, there was reward. Didn't you get it? I said, no, I didn't get no reward.
So people think you got the reward?
Yeah, they think I got a reward. I did not get no reward. I lived through hell for 30 years.
And it seems like you live in fear still.
Still do at times. I go through that 7 days a week. Something trigger on TV.
Really?
There's always something that reminds you of something that happened in that length of time. But it's this way. I don't have a guilty conscience. I just stop and think, well, where would we have been if all this hadn't happened? But there ain't nothing you can do about it. It's over with.
Over the course of 6 days, the jury heard from the usual suspects, law enforcement and FBI agents involved in the investigation, the church youth leader who found Linda Stevenson's purse in the river, a woman who previously owned the diamond ring Linda always wore, a man who sold Billy Stevenson the .44 caliber weapon he used to defend himself, and a number of acquaintances who saw Dick Weston at a bar hours before he arrived at the Stevenson home. And then, Ron Thomas. While under oath, Ron admitted to being at the Stevenson's home on the night in question, but he said he went there alone. When asked if Dick Weston was with him, Ron said, no. He stated he had never sold drugs and admitted to funding thousands of dollars for Dick Weston's legal defense, but claimed it was merely a loan as the two men were not close friends. However, after he finished testifying and began walking out of the courtroom, Ron Thomas locked eyes with Dick Weston and the two made a hello gesture to each other. Everyone saw it, including the judge and jury. After 65 minutes of deliberation, the jury came back with a verdict. Dick Weston and Drusilla Morita were both found guilty as charged. Drusilla received an indeterminate prison term of up to 5 years. Dick, on the other hand, was considered a special offender. Because the evidence presented at trial proved he was implicated in both the robbery and murders, the federal government sought a sentencing hearing and gave him 25 years in prison. A separate murder trial was held, and on March 1, 1983, Dick Weston was convicted on 4 counts of murder and sentenced to 4 consecutive life sentences. That psychopath was going to die in prison. It was the final chapter many had been waiting and hoping to hear. And for seasoned detectives like Tom Cooper, it was an end to a nearly 2-year search for a family and community seeking justice.
It was one of the highlights of my career because to get the resources to work this that we did with the FBI and the Indiana State Police and all these other agencies, to get them to all work together, it was amazing. Back then, it didn't always happen that way. You know, there were a lot of egos involved, and in this case, there was no egos. I was really pleased with that and proud to do that.
So what did it mean for the community to solve this case, you think?
I think the community, especially the Bethel area, it was a big relief to them that it was solved, that was able to bring somebody to justice for it. Because if we hadn't, I think the community itself would have been living in fear.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knicks anniversary sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knicks' biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knicks leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knicks wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knicks favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knicks anniversary sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of,
a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
As Dick Weston was serving his time in prison, Ron Thomas was living in South Carolina with his mistress, Irene Floyd, free from any prosecution. 2 years after the questionable death of Irene's second husband, and just weeks after Ron divorced his wife of several decades, Irene Floyd and Ron Thomas were married. 6 years and one child later, the two were still together and living the simple life. Ron was now working as a carpenter and partner at a roofing company. He seemed to be staying out of trouble, though, from what my sources in South Carolina tell me, Ron continued to be involved in all sorts of illegal business. As Dave Bell, the former detective you heard in the previous episode, explains, something happened to Ron Thomas in 1991.
He was found in the living room. He had been shot, had multiple gunshot wounds to his right wrist, chest, and right temple. And there were no signs of forced entry to the home.
According to the county's sheriff, it was around 7:30 a.m. on a Sunday morning when Irene Floyd returned home after visiting her daughter from a previous marriage. She claimed to have found her husband face down, dead, on their living room floor. Ron Thomas had been murdered.
They recovered two different packs of cigarettes from the crime scene.
Three cigarette butts were found in an ashtray near Ron's body in the living room, one of those formal rooms nobody in the family used. Looking at the crime scene evidence left behind, it was clear to police that Ron must have been waiting for someone to come over.
Because there was no struggle in the home, and it didn't appear to be. Whoever was in the house actually was able to smoke some cigarettes and share with some good old Southern iced tea. And so I'm convinced that Ron Thomas knew his killer, you know, and he was probably shocked when the guy pulled out that pistol and shot him.
There were enough pieces of evidence to submit for DNA testing, but the chances of getting a direct hit on a suspect were slim. This was 1991, with forensic science in its early stages of development. It'd be years before science would advance to study touch DNA and those incredible breakthroughs that are happening today. On top of that, based on the condition of the body, the coroner believed Ron had been dead since the previous afternoon.
He was shot with either, at the time they thought, a 40 or 41 caliber weapon.
That's a rare gun.
Yeah, exactly. And it was definitely back then too. So they got one bullet from the crime scene and one bullet from the victim. They got a bullet from one of the closet doors. So they had the bullets to do ballistics if they ever get a weapon.
No gun was ever found at the crime scene. Robbery could not have been a motive, since Ron was found still wearing his watch and jewelry, and nothing had been taken from the house.
So you're looking into this, and you see that Ron is now connected to, he kind of ran from Ohio after a quadruple murder, right?
Well, I contacted some people in Brookville trying to get statements. And I tell you, those people were so tight-lipped, you couldn't get a crowbar to pry their mouth open. Those people, I'm going to tell you, they were in fear to talk to me. I had one woman that was told me that she was willing to give me a written science warrant statement on what she knew. It was some viable information. And after I hung up, I was real excited. And the next day, I get a phone call from her children, and they said that their mother had changed her mind and that she would not be cooperative with us with the investigation, would not give us a statement, in fear of her life.
And who was she in fear of?
That's what nobody would say. The FBI always gave me the impression that Ron Thomas and Richard Weston all connected to the mafia.
There's that mafia theme again. It was briefly floated during the early days of the Stevenson murder investigation. The mob was even mentioned as an alleged fireworks supplier when I spoke to Billy Stevenson's business rival. But throughout my investigation, I have never found a shred of tangible evidence linking organized crime to any of the cases. So, who out there would want Ron Thomas dead? In the final episode of Paper Ghosts.
You know, this whole time, my mom's watching over her back, scared to death her whole life and angry. And I remember I dropped everything. I called my mom, got her out of bed. I'm like, you have got to go downstairs. I have to get this to you.
You know, I wanted to demand that. I'm surprised nobody called me. You know, this is a cold case. And he kind of chuckled and he said, you know, Carolyn, I understand that. And he said, so let me ask you a question. Did you murder Ron Thomas?
You really believe that she was the one who had a hand in Ron Thomas's murder?
Oh, no doubt. There's no doubt in my mind.
Paper Ghosts is written and executive produced by me, M. William Phelps, and iHeart executive producer Christina Everett, with script consultant Matthew Riddle. Audio editing and mixing by Abu Zafar. Thanks to Will Pearson at iHeartRadio. The series theme, number 442, is written and performed by Thomas Phelps and Tom Mooney. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics. in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.